Let's head to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by ABC News Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, it's a big weekend and first big challenger for Top Gun Maverick at the box office with the latest installment into the Jurassic Park saga. And do you think it's going to take the crown?
Yeah, Jurassic World Dominion is going to be number one at the box office this weekend, bringing in over $100 million, maybe $125 million. It's already opened in several markets around the world last weekend, doing very well. And Top Gun Maverick, not that it's not doing well, it continues to do well, but it's in its third weekend, so it just can't face up to something like Jurassic World, which has been a proven box office champ before. And that's usually how things go. Something's number one for a couple weeks, and then the new hot thing comes in, and that's number one. So we'll see Jurassic World Dominion do very well. This is the last, we're told, the last in the Jurassic World franchise. I think it's possible that we'll see more Jurassic movies after this. Maybe they'll just change in a different direction or maybe get some new stars or something like that, because this is still a huge, huge property for Universal and is going to continue to be for years. But this is the end of this trilogy here that started with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard a couple of years ago. And in this one, you have Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum returning for the first time all together since the original Jurassic Park movie in 1993. So there's some nostalgia there. It's cool to see them. But for the most part, this is just people running away from dinosaurs and being chased by dinosaurs, which we've seen a lot of before.
Yeah, it's a very proven, formula for them. People interact with dinosaurs, things go well, then things don't, and panic ensues. So we kind of know what we're going into with it, I assume. But again, definitely, as you're saying, probably worth the watch this weekend.
I didn't say it was worth the watch. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of up to you. If you've been a fan of the Jurassic World movies, then I think this is something that you'll probably enjoy. For me, I've never really warmed to them, and this is just kind of more of the same, so it really didn't do a whole lot for me.
All right. Jason, was there anything that did do a lot for you that's new out this weekend?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, there's other stuff we can talk about.
Yeah,
like
what else is coming out?
Ms. Marvel is out on Disney Plus this week. This is a new Marvel TV series. It stars Iman Vellani, who plays Kamala Khan, who is the first Muslim superhero in the Marvel Universe. She's a teenager who is a fan of the superheroes herself, the character is, has the posters on her wall, and then she becomes a superhero herself. And the actress, Iman Vellani, her trajectory is kind of the same as the character. She was a huge fan of all these Marvel movies and characters, had the posters on her wall, and now she is starring in this show. This is the first professional acting gig she's ever done, and she's now the star of the show in this world that she has grown up in and loved in these comic books. So that's new this week. There's one episode out now. It's okay. I mean, I don't think it's at the level we've seen of some of the other Marvel movie or Marvel series so far. But we've only seen one episode, so I have high hopes that it gets a little bit better.
All right. And then, am I reading this right? Are we actually going to potentially see you milling around in one of the things coming out this weekend?
It's possible. There's a new Amy Schumer special called Amy Schumer's Parental Advisory, which is her doing stand-up with some of her friends. This was all filmed during the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival here in Los Angeles. I was at the taping for this, so I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know if you'll see me in the audience or not, but I am there in the audience, so if you look very hard, you might find me.
Absolutely. And where is that one going to be released on?
That's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix as well. Well, Jason, we appreciate the time joining us here on KRDO News Radio. We'll do it again next week.
All right, take care.